ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समान्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं भुक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतो अस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओम नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदीं। मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुदीयं विरच्यते। ओम। सो वी डिड सम टेस्टिंग ऑफ ज़ूम। आई थिंक वी आर गुड विद द टेस्टिंग। So we're going to try out. If next week, if at all, I'm not able to come here, coming week, then we'll just do only Zoom. So it doesn't affect the online friends. But for you, something like this will happen. You'll be able to hear the voice on speaker and the screen there. It shouldn't be much of a difference, except when you have to ask a question. Okay. Now the online friends will have more priority on questions than you. But don't feel, we'll figure out something out how to ask questions also. Okay. But, now, before we start, any questions from last class? Good. Everybody is doing their homework very well. Okay, let us continue with Shabda Manjari. So, Sanskrit Vyakaranam is Shabda Shastra. And when we say Shabda Shastra, so how do you see this? You're seeing everything or you're seeing their screen? Seeing your whole screen is what you're showing, right? Maybe you can just enlarge your, just full screen your Zoom screen. The Zoom screen itself, you can full screen it. Ah, good enough. That's nice. So you're seeing the Zoom screen there. It's clear, right? So, Samskrita Vyakaranam. Yeah, this is good. Thank you. Okay, Samskrita Vyakaranam, no more distractions. Samskrita Vyakaranam is Shabda Shastra. And in Shabda Shastra, it deals with the formation of words, right? One of the definition of Samskritam is Prakruti Pratyaya Vibhagaha Vyakaranam. What is Vyakaranam? So Vyakaranam is nothing but Prakruti and Pratyaya. And how do you set up the Prakruti and Pratyaya is your Vyakaranam. So let me give you the words. Prakrutihi and Pratyaha. Okay. In English, you will call this as the base. Okay. And followed by Pratyaya. Pratyaya is your suffix. You could have prefix also. But that is not as important as the fact that you could do Prakruti and Pratyaya. Prakruti and Pratyaya. Okay. If you know Prakruti and Pratyaya, all the Prakrutis and all the Pratyayas, that's it. You will know how to form each and every word of the words. What you don't know then is what are the changes of morphology. When you do the Prakruti and Pratyaya, some changes happen. Right? For example, walk, you add ER, walker. Cook, you add ER, the ER gets dropped. One who cooks is also cook. You follow? Or we were saying about S, right? Plural, fruit. You do add a pratyaya S, fruits, plural. Or you mango, example that was given yesterday, mango. You add S, mangoes, right? But you have to add one more E. That E is called, remember we were saying E is called Agama. S is the appendage. S is the appendage and S is the pratyaya, which is a pratyaya of plural. Unimaginable. Imagine is your main word. Un is your prefix. Able is your suffix. Unimaginable. Okay? So that way the suffix addition is what you have to understand. If you look at the overall Vyakaranam, okay, there are two types of prakritis. The prakriti can be a dhatu or a prakriti can be a pratipadikam. There are only two types of prakritis. It is either a pratipadikam or a dhatu. There is no third type of prakriti. Okay, so prakriti can be either a dhatu or a pratipadikam. What we are looking right now, what we have studied earlier is that you take a pratipadikam and you add the supratyaya to it. Now, whenever you add a pratyaya, three questions have to be asked. One, kaha pratyaya? What is the suffix? Is the first question. What is the suffix that you're adding? Obvious question. Okay, kebhyaha? To what base, that is what prakriti, you will add the suffix? Because some suffixes can be added only to a pratipadikam. The sup suffixes can be added only to pratipadikam. Sup suffixes cannot be added to dhatu, you know, directly. There are ways to add sup suffixes to dhatu also, but sup suffixes are meant for pratipadikam. The lakaras are pratyas, which are actually the thing pratyas, and these thing pratyas are added only to a dhatu. They're not added to a pratipadikam. So kaha pratyaha, kebhyaha, dhatu bhyaha, va pratipadikebhyaha. Do I add the pratyaya to a dhatu or do I add the pratyaya to a pratipadikam? This is the second question. And third question you have to ask is kasmin arthe. Okay, this is a sandhi. So kasmin arthe becomes kasmin arthe. Okay, the dvitam happens. Kasmin arthe. You say kasmin arthe means in what meaning? What meaning do I add the suffix? Three questions you should ask. Okay, so now why am I saying this is because we are adding the lakaras. We are adding the lakaras. In what meaning are we adding the lakaras? So first the lakaras. Okay. Lakaras are added to dhatu. Okay. So kaha pratyaya? Lakara pratyaya. Kebhyaha? Dhatu bhyaha. They are added to a dhatu. In what meaning? Is a question. Okay. So in the meaning of, this is a revision. Okay, six tenses and four moods. You will add the lakaras. Right? These lakaras themselves are replaced by thing pratyas. Things are nine plus nine. These nine are called parasmai padam. Parasmai padam. And these nine are called Atmane Padam. Okay. So we saw that Then the thing pratyayas, those nine pratyayas are telling you what is the purusha. Okay. Whether if it is prathama purusha, madhyama purusha, prathama purusha, madhyama purusha, or uttama purusha. First person, second person, or third person. Third person is prathama purusha. Okay. The pratyayas also, they tell you whether if it is not only lakaras, right? They also tell you whether it is ekvachanam. Okay. Ekvachanam. Dvivachanam. Dvivachanam. Or bahuvachanam. Okay. Singular, dual, or plural. Right? The pratyayas also, by the way, will tell you whether if it is kartari. Because if it is parasmaipadam, if it is parasmaipadam, we know that it is always kartari prayoga. Atmanepadam, we don't know. So they'll also tell you what the prayoga is. Kartari, in fact, atmanepadam and others also are there. You'll know kartari, karmani, and bhave. There are other pratyas will tell you what is kartari, karmani, and bhave. The prayoga. Okay. So by just doing bhavati, or let's say pachati. Right? Pachati tells me a few things. Okay. Pach dhatu means to cook. Lat lakara means present tense. Okay. Singular. Okay. Third person. You see, pachati. Okay. It tells me it's kartari prayoga, active voice. Okay, what else can it tell me? Present tense, lat lakara, singular, atmanepadi, and also the kartari is because we know it is parasmaipadam. Okay, by the way, pach also tells me that this is in the first group of dhatus called the bhvadigana. Vadi Ganaha. Vu Adi becomes Vadi. Iko Yanachi. Vu plus A becomes Vakara will come. Vadi. So it becomes Vadi. So Vadi Ganaha. What happens is that in Kartari Prayoga, what Prayoga? In Kartari Prayoga. Okay. It is observed in the words of all the akhyatas. Okay. In the akhyatas, when they take the akhyata and you look at these prayogas, right? And you look at all the akhyatas. That means what? How many akhyatas will you look at? You look at all the akhyatas. So how many akhyatas will that be? Come on. 2200 into 10 lakaras into 18 pratyas. Right? In Kartari Prayoga only. 22,200 into each one of them in 10 lakaras. And each 10 lakaras, you could have Kartari Karma, you could have Kartari could be Parasmaipadam or Atmanepadam. Okay. Now it may not be completely 18, all of them, because some of them may be only Parasmaipadam, some of them may be only Atmanepadam. Some of them could be both of them. But to a maximum of this, they look at all these lakaras, right? And they found that there was a pattern. Who is they? The grammarians. They found that there was a pattern. Okay. What is this pattern, if you ask? Then they found that as I told you earlier, that the Vyakaranam is subscriptive and not prescriptive. Make this a note. And we should have this always in our head, that Samskruta Vyakaranam is subscriptive and not prescriptive. Okay. Vyakaranam is subscriptive and not prescriptive. What does it mean? It means that the rules of the grammar are trying to explain the usage of the language as it exists. Okay. Prescriptive means these are the rules of the grammar. Now you write your words, or you have your words which are based on the rules of the grammar. Okay. So when you form words, the word should not violate the rules of the grammar. In fact, the words that you form, okay, they will always be based on the words that have been used before. You will not be able to form your own word that way. Assuming these dhatus. We are talking about secondary derived words like Googling. We're talking about original words that are there, right? The original words. So what will happen is that if at all you were, let's say, going to write a poem, you write a poetry, and you want to use the words of the poetry, right? You will try to pick up the words as they existed in language. Unless you come up with some new particular action which existing none of the existing verbs explain. But that is not true, because you would be able to create your own action with a new set of words. You need not have it a single word, right? So in that sense, the words that are used by latter day grammarians, modern grammarians, are always based on the words that have been used by previous grammarians. These previous grammarians are called Shishtaha. Okay, they are called what? Shishta. Okay, who are these Shishtas? They are not previous grammarians, they are previous authors, previous poets, previous authors. Okay, so previous people, previous writers, so to speak, who have used the usage, you know, use means like Kalidasa, right, or Magam, any of the other grammarians that you have, poets you have, they have done a usage. Their usage, which you would use now, you will call that as a Shishta Prayoga. Okay, Shishta Prayoga means, it's not Vakya Prayoga, Shishta Prayoga means what is the usage of those learned previous grammarians. Okay, why do we want to know that? Because that gives more credibility to the latter day usage. Okay. So that way, most of the words that Kalidasa would use, they would be very similar to what Valmiki would have used so many thousands of years ago. Okay. They say that if at all the rules of language are, see, the rules of language were subscriptive, not prescriptive. But if the rules are so encompassing and they can actually cover up the whole language, then what ends up happening is that language reduces its ability to flourish further. You follow? Because now the rules become shackles. The rules start becoming shackles. Because if you are now trying to write a word which is not following the rules, which are so encompassing rules, then you are looked down upon. You are using, or what you are doing is what is called as Ashishta Prayoga. Okay. You are writing a word which is not keeping in terms of how the Vyakaranam is. When Vyakaranam says that you have to use Parasmaipadam, okay, and you use Atmanepadam, that is incorrect. Okay. However, this license existed for earlier usages. After the grammar has come up, later day, they may not violate the rules of grammar. But it is likely that there is some text that existed before which is not completely following the norms, especially in the Vedas. Because if the Vedas are not following the norms of grammar, then you won't go and modify the Vedas. You follow? Let's say some Upanishad statement says, Satyameva Jayate. You must have heard this word, Satyameva Jayate. It is on the emblem, India, right? Satyameva Jayate. Now, that comes from Vedas. You don't go and modify that just because the latter day grammarians think it is incorrect. Because Ji Dhatu is Parasmaipadi, we saw. So it can never be Jayate. It has to be Jayati. Jayate is not a correct usage in the latter day. Okay. So this type of usage existed earlier, where where the Vedas are allowed to not be conforming to the rules of grammar. Okay, these type of usages are called Arsha Prayoga. Okay. Arsha Prayoga. Rushe idam arsham. I'm just trying to explain you what is Arsha. Like in Arsha Vidya. It's Arsha Vidya. Okay. So that is the Arsha Prayoga. Where in the Arsha Prayoga, it is the usage is done. So that is why I'm saying that your parasmay padam, atmane padam may sometimes get violated. This is what happens when students start studying. They start going into Mundaka Upanishad and they start looking at words and they see atmane padam usages and they look into dictionary and say, oh, this is actually parasmay padi. How is this atmane padam? We have to go back and correct the Vedas. The answer is no. Don't correct the Vedas. We accept those usages as it is. That is Arsha Prayoga. Arsha Prayoga. Now, what I'm trying to say is that still the Vyakaranam is subscriptive, not prescriptive. Vyakaranam is telling you that when Vyakaranam comes and tells you that Bhavati is Lak Lakara, Prathama Purusha Ekvachanam, right? It is not that you create a word called Bhavati with this mechanism. It is telling you that in the language of Sanskritam, there exists a word called Bhavati. And in that Bhavati, we can observe, right, that it is Parasmay Padam. You follow? That is a prescription of language. So language doesn't say that Bhu Dhatu is Parasmay Padi. The language says that the Bhu Dhatu, as it is observed in the language and literature as it exists, is that observation saw that it was Parasmay Padi. This is the meaning of saying that this Vyakaranam is subscriptive. Okay? But if the Vyakaranam starts being really encompassing, then what will end up happening is that you will tend to look at it as prescriptive, which is also okay. You're just keeping it, you're keeping in tune with the Shishta. When you try to write words which are like the usage, it's not because you're trying to follow the rules of the grammar. It's you're trying to follow what the usage is. Okay. Some technical aspects, but to know there. Because the questions keep coming up, right? How come this or how come that? So you have to know that Vyakaranam is subscriptive, not prescriptive. In the same idea, when they looked at all these Thingantas, which are 22,000 into possibility of into 10, into this 18, they found that there is a pattern. Okay, there was a pattern. So the question is, what is the pattern they found? They found a majority of group of dhatus they found is that when you look at the lakaras, right, they will have this ti. In lat lakara they will see this ti. They'll see taha anti. Okay, si taha. Me, Vaha, Maha. Okay. Parasmay Padam, they observed this. No doubt about it. In Parasmay Padam, whenever the usage was there, they found this pattern. So once they found this pattern, they called this pattern as a suffix. And say, okay, this is the suffix that is very frequently observed. Right? And then they looked at all the dhatus. And they found that out of 2,200 dhatus, almost like 1,100, 1,200 dhatus are very similar. What is the similar? The similarity is that they have a dhatu followed by, we can say, a particular letter A and followed by T. So bhav ati. Okay, you see that? Pach ati. Raksh ati. Vad ati. You see? And you also saw vadataha, vadanti, vadasi, vadataha, vadatha, vadami, vadavaha, vadamaha. They saw that type of a pattern. So they saw that many of these dhatus, they have this a in between. Okay. So they listed out all of these dhatus. Panini listed out all of these dhatus, starting with the first dhatu, bhu. Bhu, sattayam, edha, vruddhav, spardha, sangarshe, nadhr, nadhr. He started listing out all the dhatus like that. Okay. This dhatu's list, starting with the bhu dhatu and ending somewhere. Okay. We don't know where it ends, but don't worry about that. The next dhatu that starts after this, right, it was the dhatu called ad. And then there's another dhatu after that, which is hu. Okay. And then there is another dhatu called su. Who, and then there is another dhatu called div. Su. Tud. Okay. Rud. Tan. Kri. Okay. Tan. Kri. And then finally, chur. Okay. He found this list. That list contains about 2200 dhatus intervened by these dhatus. Okay. So what he called this dhatu from bhu onwards to about 1000 of those dhatus, about 1100, 1200 dhatus, they are called bhwadi. Why bhwadi? Because they are starting with bhu. Okay. Then there is a whole list of dhatus that starts with ad. They are called adadi. This who is called juhotyadi. Juhoti. Okay. Div is called divadi. Su is called swadi. Tud is called tudadi. Tudadi means it is beginning with tud. This rudh is ruddadi. Rudhadi. Not ruddadi, rudhadi. Okay. Tanadi. This is what? Kriyadi. Okay, and Churadi. They found this. That is what he's trying to explain here in this page. Shabdamanjari. Bhwadi, Adadi, Juhotyadi, right? Because in Bhwadi, they observed this A being there. Bhavati. Or in the Atmane Padam, Vand, Vandate. Vandate. You follow? Then they found this set of dhatus where there is no ganavikarna. This vikarna, this a that was coming in is called ganavikarna. That ganavikarna is not here in between, in ad dhatu, ad and other dhatus. So these type of dhatus are called adadi dhatu. Parasme padam ave, that is ad plus ti with all the rules that we know becomes atti. How? Because that kharicha, chartom happens. If you remember the charto sandhi, dakara will become takara. Ad ti becomes atti. Okay. Atmanepadam. As dhatu. As dhatu becomes aste. You see, there is no ganavikarna. Similarly, they found this juhotyadi. This juhotyadi, what happens is they found these things doubles. Ju and ho. Ji hi te. There's some doubling happening. Okay, there's some pattern. I told you, right? They're looking for all the words and trying to find out what patterns exist. Because these patterns that they exist, if they are able to verbalize these patterns, if they are able to characterize these patterns, right? They look up in the sky and find that there are these stars which are rotating around itself. Okay. And they look around everywhere and they find a similar pattern of these stars. And they call these as neutron stars. Okay. So similarly, they find that there's a pattern. You're always looking for a pattern. Because once you have the pattern, you find, go up and look up, you'll find most of the galaxies are spiral in nature. Spiral galaxies. Right? So the idea is that you'll find this pattern, and if you're able to characterize the pattern, and you can put this pattern together. I is before E, except when it follows C. Believe, perceive, C-E-I-V-E. Conceive, C-O-N-C-E-I-V-E. Right? Relief, R-E-L-I-E-V-E. Right? So I is before E, except when E follows C. This is actually a pattern. This is actually a pattern. And that pattern helps you form mnemonics. And those patterns here help these grammarians form these rules of grammar. Follow? Vadibhyaha. Vadibhyaha shapaha. Okay. Divadibhyoshyan. Ya. Divadibhyoshyan. Swadibhyashnu. Shnu. Tudadibhya. Sha. They come up with rules like that. Because they found that these 10 ganas that are there, a lot of the dhatus, they are all fall in the bhuadi gana. But then whatever is in adadi gana, there is no gana vikarna. Jyotyadi gana also no gana vikarna. And some doubling happens. Then divadi gana, the gana vikarna is ya. Ya. Okay. And also in bhu, it becomes bhav. Right? In the ya, when it happens, this divyati, you see, divyati. Similarly, divyate. It's a ubhayapadi dhatu. So divyati and divyate. Swadigana, sunoti. Sudadigana, sudati. Sudate. Rudadigana, runaddi. Runaddi. Okay, runaddi. So it is ru, the na comes before the dhakara, and it becomes, the ti becomes di. Becomes runaddi. Gandhe. Okay. Tangana, tanoti. Tunute, tanute. Krayadigana, kreenati, kreenite. So whatever the irregularities are there, you can put them aside. But you'll find a pattern. And the pattern is this, that depending on all what gana it is, you will find these are the gana vikarnas. Okay. Let us make a note that the bhu dhatu, okay, the gana vikarna is a. Okay, div dhatu, the fourth gana. Okay, I'm giving you one. Why are we looking at these only? 4, 6, and 10. Let's look at that. 1, 4. 4 is div gana, div adi gana. The 6 is tudadi gana. And the 10th is churadi gana. Okay. So we'll look at these ones first. Why? Because they are simpler to understand. The other ones require a little bit more involved steps of derivation. One, four, six, and ten. Yes. Exactly. But there's a difference between those two hours. That's why they are given separately. So the question that is asked is that, what is the gana vikarna? The gana vikarna for a, in grammar terms, is called as shap. Okay. The divadi gana, the gana vikarna is ya, yakara, akara. In grammar terms, is called as shyan. In tudadi gana, the gana vikarna is also a. In grammar terms, it's called sha. And churadi gana, there are two gana vikarnas. One is, it is nich plus shap, which is nothing but nich is e plus a. In grammar terms, it is nich plus shap. So now, going back to the text that we had, right? So these are the gana vikarnas. Then he says what? Okay with the gana vikarna. You guys understand what gana vikarna is? It's something that comes in between there. And that doesn't come in between. It is observed to be there in between. Let's say that. That's the meaning of the grammar being subscriptive. Okay? A, ya, a, or ia. Ia. Okay? Now, that is what is seen. Remember, my job here is to explain you the usage of dictionary, as I told you earlier. Right? So, what else is there? There's one more small aspect which you need to know about. So, what we looked at is sarvadhatuka lakara. Sarvadhatuka lakaras are what? Lat, lot, lung, and vidhirling. They're called sarvadhatuka lakaras. And this gana vikarnas are applicable only to sarvadhatuka lakaras.
Okay.
So, yesterday in the class, we said that you have all of these scenarios, right? And out of those 10 lakaras, 4 of those lakaras are called sarvadhatuka lakaras. Lakaraha, sarvadhatukaha, and ardhadhatukaha. So, lat, lung, lot, and vidirling are sarvadhatuka lakaras. These gana vikarnas that we are talking about, they apply only to sarvadhatuka lakaras. Okay, they don't apply as such to ardhadhatuka lakaras. Okay? Okay. So, what happens when there are ardhadhatuka lakaras? There's some particular thing that happens for ardhadhatuka lakaras, and that I'm going to explain to you. Ardhadhatukeshu lakareshu, that means in the context of the usage of ardhadhatuka lakaras, vikarna nimittako roopa bhedo nasti. There is no differences in the various ganas because of the vikarna pratyaya. Okay? Are you guys with me? Or am I going fast? Slow down. Slow down a little bit. Okay. Okay. So let me just write it down. It'll be better. So we said that there are 10 lakaras. Now when we say 10 lakaras, you understand vidhiling and ashiling are considered 2 lakaras. Okay. In these 10 lakaras, lat, lot, lung, and vidhiling. Okay. These are called sarvadhatuka lakaras. The sarvadhatuka is not a Panini term. Okay, sarvadhatuka is a Panini term, but sarvadhatuka lakara is not a Panini term. That is used here. It is not incorrect to usage it. That's why I'm also using it. It is used in this book. And it is used also by some of the other grammarians, and they will say sarvadhatuka lakara. But it is not exactly a Panini term to say that this lakara is sarvadhatuka lakara. Okay. But anyway, sarvadhatuka lakara are what? Lat, lot, lung, and vidhiling. Right? The others. Others means what? Lit, lut, lrut. Okay. Lung, ashirling, and lrung. All the other six are called ardhadhatuka lakaras. Okay, now understand what is gana vikarna. Gana vikarna. Vikarna. Okay, that was one error that I was doing yesterday. This vikarna, right, is not vikarna, it is vikarana. Okay, vikarana. Okay, gana vikarna means what? Modification based on the group. Group is gana. Modification here is the vikarna. Vikara, remember vikara? So modification based on the group is called gana vikarna. What is the modification? The fact that you get a, right? Or the a gets dropped. These 10 of them that we talked about here. These 10. Right, that we talked about here, they are called gana vikarnas. Okay, so note, they apply only to sarvadhatuka lakaras. Just like parasna padam applies only to kartari prayoga, these gana vikarna applies only to sarvadhatuka lakaras. Okay? Okay. See, what I'm doing is I'm doing you, giving you a 4-day full crash dump of all the Lakara information. Okay? Then when we use it as Hitopadesha, we will relate to it. Just like the Sandhi rules, we are relating to it. Hopefully. Okay? Gana Vikarna. They apply only to Sarvadhatuka Lakaras. Now, this Gana Vikarna that is there, okay, what happens when Ardhadhatuka Lakaras? Okay? So, when Ardhadhatuka Lakaras, okay, it does not matter which group you are in. First group, second group, Vadi, Tudadi, Adadi, Jhotyadi, Swadi, Tanadi, Krayadi, Churadi, which group you are, it doesn't matter. Why? Because there is no Gana Vikarna applying. Because Gana Vikarnas don't apply, then something else applies. It's not that we have escaped that. Something else applies. But Gana Vikarna doesn't apply. So by looking at a Dhatu's usage in any of the Ardhadhatu Kalakaras, you cannot say which Gana Dhatu is in. Make sense? You cannot say which Gana the Dhatu belongs to. Only when you are doing the Sarvadhatuka Lakaras and you see the Gana Vikarnas, then you will say, oh, the Gana Vikarna is there. Oh, this is in this group. Make sense? These are the telltale signs. Telltale signs of which Gana it is in. What is, once you look at a word, when you look at a word, imagine when you just look at one word, right? Kartari Payoga, Ratna Purusha, Ekvachanam, right? It is this Gana, this is the meaning, this is how the Dhatu usage is, everything shines. The word is loaded with all this meaning. That is the beauty. I've given you, when this beginning we started, we looked at Nididhyasanam and we looked at how much is Nididhyasanam loaded with, that word itself. So it does not matter which group it is in Ardhadhatuka Lakaras, because all the Dhatus for Ardhadhatuka Lakaras, the operations are similar. One of the operations that he wants us to know at this point of time, and he's bringing up here, he says that Lakareshu Vikarna Nimitto Rupa Vedo Nasti. The modification in the appearance or the usage of the syllables because of the Gana Vikarna, that modification, that difference doesn't exist. Okay, kintu kechana dhatavaha setaha, kechanaha, this is typo here, call this anit. Okay, so what happens is that, I'll explain you first and then you'll get it, okay. Some dhatus are called set dhatus. Okay, why? Because bhav plus, there's a pratyaya called ta. Okay, is a lut pratyaya called ta. Bhavita, bhavitaro, bhavitaraha. There's a pratyakulta. So here, the ikara comes there. So it becomes bhavita. So these dhatus, they appear along with the e. The e has got another name called it. Okay. So saha it means with it, which means with E. Okay. So these dhatus are called saha it, is called sa it. Make not a samasa. Just do a sandhi rule, that becomes set. Sa it, ita saha vartate, is called set. Okay. And then sometimes they do not have it. Okay. Na it. Na it is called anit. It's called anit. Appear without an e. It. Okay. Just go over it. You can't see the bottom. Okay. Na it, anit. na it anit. So what does it mean? It means that the usage is like that, where in the dhatu, sometimes ikara will be there, sometimes ikara will not be there. If ikara is there, okay, if ikara has to come for the dhatu, then that dhatu is called state dhatu. If dhatu, the ikara doesn't come, how do you know? They have looked at all those dhatus and have said that in that dhatu, the it will not be observed. So then that dhatu is called anit. You follow? And this is observed in the ardhatu alakara. Okay. So now in this some sense, I have given you a crash dump, core dump. Okay. Let us just look at how we observe this. You follow this up till now? Don't worry about this. It's in it, set and anit. It'll get clear as we use, as the usage happens. Okay. Yeah, anit is you know, vakta. Vakta is not your vakta. The dhatu or tyaj, not vakta. So tyaj is a dhatu. So tyaj plus ta gives you tyakta. Okay, tyakta is an example where you don't get the idagama. Make sense? We will see early one of these. Okay. Then he is given one more example here. Tyakshati. Tyakta and Tyakshati. So Bhavita is given another example for Bhavita is given Bhavishyati. Bhavishyati. Getting it? Give me a thumbs up. Okay. Oh, today we came a. Today is like too much of poha. Yes. Yes. Ah. That becomes I. That becomes I. E will become A. A will become H O Yava Yava. Become I. And becomes Aya. Okay. But the Vikarna is E and A. Okay, that E becomes A because of guna, and that A becomes aya adesha when A follows. So aya. That we will see. We are not doing derivation here. We are going to look at how the structure is, language structure is. Okay, so then this book continues further and tells you what are the personal terminations. There's nothing personal about this, okay? You can share it with whoever you want to. Okay. But these are personal terminations. It says personal terminations because it's first person, second person, third person. That's why it's personal terminations. Okay? So he says, Lat Lakara Vartmanarthakaha, present tense. This is Parasmay Padam, this is Atmane Padam. Okay? So Parasmay Padam is what? Titaha Anti, Sitaha Tha, Mi Vahamaha. Te Ite Ante, Se Ite Dve, I Vahe Mahe. This is one way of studying it. The other way of studying it is studying via Panini, where you don't study like this. You study as ta, atam, ja, tha, sa, tham, dvam, it, vahim, ahim. And then you study the modifications. Okay. Now, which way do you want to study? Whatever you are good at memorizing. Okay. Now, what I would do is, I would not even memorize this. Okay. What I would do is, if you go back to the handout that I've given earlier, right? And in those handouts, let me pull up one of the handouts. Okay. I would say that you at least memorize these two words. Bhudhatu. Bhudhatu and Edhatu. Okay. Bhudhatu. It is in the handouts. This is there in the handouts folder. Bhu Dhatu and Ed Dhatu. Why? Because Bhu Dhatu is Bhu Sattayam. Okay. It's a Parasmay Padi Dhatu. So these are all your Parasmay Pada forms. And Ed Dhatu is an Atmane Padi Dhatu. And these are all your Atmane Pada forms. So if you memorize this, let's say you don't want to memorize this whole thing, at least memorize the four Lakaras. The paras, the sarvadhukula lakaras, lat, lung, lot, and vidhiling. Lat, Lot, Lung and Vidhiling. At least memorize those. Okay. Similarly, Edh Dhatu. These are all the Lakaras. Okay. So take a look at this later. The book also has it. So forget about these pratyayas. You can take a look at these pratyayas. Okay. But these pratyayas will remain as it is. Take a look at the first conjugation. The first conjugation is Bhwadi conjugation. It's called first conjugation. In that Bhu Dhatu. Okay. Now I have to still explain what is Akarmaka, Sakarmaka and Dvikarmaka. I think I have explained that already. Akarmaka, Sakarmaka and Dvikarmaka. These are other properties of a Dhatu. Okay, whether the Dhatu is transitive, the verb is transitive or intransitive. Or it is double transitive. Right? It can take two verbs, two karmas, three karmaka. We have seen that earlier. But here, this is an akarmaka Dhatu. So this you will know, Bhwadi. Okay. And when you look at the Lat Lakara, because it is Parasmaipadi, Bhavati Bhavataha Bhavanti, Bhavasi Bhavataha Bhavata, Bhavami Bhavavaha Bhavamaha. Okay, you memorize this at least. If not, right, when we do the Hitopadesha, let's say a Dhatu comes up. One Dhatu. And one Dhatu is Atmanepadi. So Vandate, Vandete, Vandante, Vandase, Vandete, Vandadve, Vande, Vandavahe, Vandamahe. So that way you keep on adding one more Dhatu to your kitty. Okay. And then after you have done a few of those Dhatus and memorized them, you'll find that there's a pattern. Then you need not memorize. So now if you're able to recognize the pattern, you'll be able to see, this is what it is. Oh, this is Ling Lakara. This is Lot Lakara. You'll be able to identify the pattern. So our job is only to go up to be able to identify the pattern. Once you're able to identify the pattern, the dictionaries are there. Nowadays in this day and world, why memorize? Save the gray matter. But they say if you save the gray matter, it is the gray matter that is wasted. So you might as well use it. Okay, go ahead. Huh? Panini?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to go into that right now. What Panini would mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I cannot do it in a three sentence snapshot. Yeah. No, actually the whole derivation from Bhu to Bhavati, how does Bhu becomes Bhavati? If you ask me, the whole derivation. Right? If I were to do it in Panini, it'd be like almost 2 pages. Okay, understanding about say 35 to 40 rules. You have to do that for Bhu to become Bhavati. But once you know those rules, you can give me any Dhatu and I can convert it. That is what the beauty of those rules are. Right? Once you know I is before E except when it follows C, then you will wonder what should I do for yield. But forget about yield. Everything else, you know what to do. Follow? So the idea is that these rules help you into derivation of these words. Okay. When you study Panini, if and when you study Panini, I'm sure that you will one day attempt to study Panini. And when you study Panini, the rules will be obvious. Okay. So having said that, this book continues further to gives you the Lakara, what are the forms, right? The Lung Lakara. There are Lung and Lung, right? Lung and Lung. They will get this Agama ad. So it becomes Abhavat, Abhut. A will come as a prefix. This A is not an A of negation. Okay, it is an A. It's part of the Akhyatam. Abhavat, Abhavatam. I would not do it like this. Okay, because the space is following, there is no Anuswara. It should be Makara. Abhavat, Abhavatam, Abhavan. Abhavaha, Abhavatam, Abhavata, Abhavam, Abhavava, Abhavama. This is Abhavam, ending in Ma. This is Abhavama, ending in A. Lot, there are two forms. Bhavatu bhavatat. Bhava bhavata. Bhavatu bhavatat. Bhavatam bhavantu. Bhava bhavatat. Bhavatam bhavata. Bhavani bhavava bhavama. You might already see a pattern here. Bhavami bhavavaha bhavamaha. Abhavava abhavama. Bhavava bhavama. You see a pattern? So those patterns become grammar rules. Vidiling, bhavet, bhavetam, bhaveyuhu, bhavehe, bhavetam, bhaveta, bhaveyam, bhaveva, bhavema. Okay? Now, if I were to open up a dictionary and look for bhudhatu, you will find that where is my Dhatu Pata? Yeah, this is Dhatu Pata. Dhatu Pata says Bhu Dhatu. Okay. It's in a Bhwadi Gana. That means the first Gana. So the Gana Vikarna is A. It is a set. That means when Ardhatu Kalakaras are there, it will get that Idagama. Bhavita, Bhavishyati, E. It is a Parasmai Padi Dhatu. That means in Kartari Prayoga, it will take only Parasmai Padam suffixes. In Kartari Prayoga, it will not take Atmane Padam suffixes. Bhu Sattayam. It is used in the meaning of existence. First Gana, first Dhatu. Okay? First Gana, first Dhatu. Let's see what some other texts say about Bhu Dhatu. Monier Williams. Okay? Yeah, 1 minute, I'm almost done. Don't let this take you aback, because there's a lot of stuff here, right? Don't worry about it. You see, bhavati, sometimes it is atmanepadi, and it is, if it's atmanepadi, it would have become bhavate. Okay, perfect. PF is perfect, that is lit lakara, babhuva. Okay, forget about that. These are Panini sutras. PA1 and 2 is Panini sutras. Babhu Yas, Yar, Bhutu, forget about that. Okay. Then Aorist. Aorist is Lunglakar. Abhut. Okay. Abhut, Abhuvan. That is what it's trying to say. IMPV, I don't know what that is. Bodhi, Buddha, forget about that. Okay. Bhuyasam. Bhuyasam. Right? Bhavishat? No. Bhuyat. You see, Bhuyat. Okay. Okay. So, not so very this thing, right? Let's look at something else. This is another example where you can go and look up the Bhu Dhatu. Only if I can find it. Bhavati Lat Lakara. Bhavati Bhavataha Bhavanti. Bhavasi bhavatha bhavatha bhavami bhavava bhavamaha. Then he says bhuyate. This bhuyate, it's not atmanepadi, kartari. It is karmani prayoga. Bhuyate, bhuyete, bhuyante. It's karmani prayoga. Okay? Abhavat, bhavet, bhavatu. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Shishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. Why are they called Sarvadhatuka and Ardhatuka Pratyayas? Okay? Because that is how the previous Gambarian to Panini called them as Sarvadhatuka and Ardhatuka. That's why Panini also called them as Sarvadhatuka and Ardhatuka. Tingshit Sarvadhatukam, Ardhadhatukam, Sheshaha. 34113, 34114. Those are the sutras. Namo Namaha.
Thank you, sir.